Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, it's been 5 weeks now since you've taken over the reins as leader of this party. Do you think it should have happened sooner to give the party a better chance in this general election?
Well, of course, the election came sooner than people anticipated, and I think that's an academic question at this stage. It happened because a vacancy arose in the party, because of a certain set of circumstances. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I sought the leadership of the party once that happened, on the basis that not only would I obviously fight the election as leader on behalf of the party, but also work to renew the party and rebuild the party in accordance with its values and core principles that led to the foundation of the party in the first place. A Republican party, a tolerant diversity, rooted in the community, and with a clear commitment to justice and equality of opportunity for people in this country through education, social policy, health and so forth.
A lot of people would have seen your manifesto for this election campaign, and you know, you're vowing for change. A lot of people would have said, you know, you've had 14 years to change. What makes it so different compared to Fine Gael and to Labour?
Well, throughout my time in government, I've embraced change and I've been a leader of change, whether it was devising a national system for special needs education in terms of the provision of special needs assistance and resource teachers, for example, which was a big change at the time in 98, which has had a huge legacy for special needs children in mainstream primary and secondary level schools ever since, because before then there was none. In health, I did many changes. First person to look at the old system, which was very fragmented, and decided to do a radical departure from that, and indeed I did the smoking ban, which was a radical change. So I've never been afraid of radical change in public life. And I think when you're in the middle of a crisis in particular, I know that I'm a new party leader, I am entitled to look at the entire system and say, well, I think we need to change the way we do politics in this country. And we certainly need to accept that the political system itself had many failures and failings, and that we need to devise a political system that's fit for the 21st century. We should be inviting people from outside of the professional political class to serve in government, people with expertise in certain areas of life, be it finance, economics, maybe communications, should be brought in to help and enhance government and government performance as well. Because why shouldn't we harness the talents of wider society? We should change our electoral system, single-seat constituencies with a list system, to have a greater focus on national politics within the parliament. And we should make parliament stronger, vis-a-vis the government, and that it's more independent of government and holds government to account more effectively. And also not just government, but the regulatory authorities and the and corporate governments within government departments.
You know, on the streets, you've been canvassing now for the last few weeks. We've 2 days left before the people hit the polls. Have you been surprised with the reaction you've been getting on the streets, given the fact of the reputation that Fianna Fáil has had in the past number of months, number of years?
Well, I mean, I have received very warm reception across the country and on the streets. I think Irish people are reasonable people, they're courteous people, and they're warm people. They still give you their views, and they make, they certainly don't hold back in terms of, in some instances, the anger that people have about losing a job, or the anxiety people have about the prospects for their young children in the future in terms of coming out of schools and colleges. Would there be jobs for them? But I think people accept the message that I've given. I think they accept my bona fides and are prepared to work with me. That's the sense I have. And are prepared to engage. Even if they're not supporters, they're still prepared to engage on issues.
This is a very Dublin question. You've visited 5 out of the 12 Dublin constituencies. There are some people, some of them have actually texted into the radio station and have asked, you know, has Micheál Martin been avoiding Dublin?
No, I've been in Dublin for most of the campaign. I think, obviously, because I'm only leader 4 or 5 weeks, I haven't got to every constituency in the country, although I have. I've done every Dublin station that could be done in terms of media, because I think that's a way of accessing the Dublin population in a much more effective way, in terms of actually giving time, maybe with you or with different presenters in their studios, to give a good half hour to 40 minutes on the issues, because the people of Dublin deserve to hear the issues. It's easy to go out and do an hour or two and walk a few streets and be seen and get photographed. That's one way of doing it. But the other way, I think, is for people in Dublin to hear me on radio, to see me on television. And I've been the most accessible leader, I would argue, in that area than anybody else. And I think you must use modern communications and modern media to try and persuade people of your policy platform. And I think in modern democracy, it's important that leaders do make themselves available and do communicate with people through the modern media, broadcast media, and print.
Final question. If the party